虽然东西方文化差异巨大，但是神韵晚会传达的普世价值没有任何语言和文化上的障碍。下面请看本台记者从华盛顿发来的报道。
利物浦英格佐格来自加蓬共和国，是世界银行金融风险部门的顾问。他曾经在国际货币基金组织任职，也曾经在美利坚大学任教。这是他第一次看神韵演出，他一上来就被节目内容的内涵吸引。
I do really think that would be the most amazing part because all the philosophy behind, you know, all those songs with the text behind in English.I was sitting myself inside it. It's not necessarily only about my African culture. It was also as Christian, because I'm Christian.
至于说哪个节目对他内心的冲击力最大，他的答案是《迫害中，我们依然走在神的路上》。
There is one scene I don't remember where someone died. I think the father and with, yeah, and that was very, very touching to me. The little girl.Trying to shake your father was really touching to me.
尽管神韵晚会是传统中国文化的表演，但是英格佐格并不觉得陌生，因为节目背后的是普世的哲理。
The values are basically the same, and I do not really see that it was a Chinese event tonight. But I feel like the philosophy, the message, our behavior, doing good work.You remember one scene very interesting. I think that it was one guy, the woman who was in jail. And I think that I do not remember the story, but it was as if the last guy was trying to be a little bit good, like didn't punish that much. You see the reward, he was a little bit saved. It is the same message for Christian. Doing good will always pay off. I think that will be my main message for tonight.
看神韵晚会，语言不是问题，每个节目都有特色和不同的感受。
I like every single scene. It was much more, even though I didn't understand the language, but I feel like it was a lot of emotion. The song was itself a message, you know. And I will definitely come back most often if I have the time, yeah.
我是东方新唐人电视台华盛顿 DC 报道。
唐纳德·亚历山大从事了17年的作曲和配器工作，他认为神韵演出是世界顶级，他尤其喜爱中西合璧的音乐。
It's divine music. It's soul. It touches your soul.
亚历山大还特别欣赏神韵的音乐，让人感受到光明。
That darkness, the light will come, and that it will uplift you again. And so this is uplifting, and people should come and view it and watch it in a sense of divine inspiration.
基督教青年会社区关系主任东尼·肖恩说。神韵的音乐是中西方传统乐器的完美结合，令他沉醉。
I was tapping on my kneecaps and swaying. I was really getting into the music.
很多观众都非常喜欢二胡演奏家戚小春的独奏《希望》。
When I hear that music coming out of that particular instrument, I feel like I'm relaxing on the back porch with a nice Chinese drink. It's relaxing, and it makes you just think.Yeah, think about what's on your mind, your life, what you're going through.
That solo was incredible. Yes, I actually teared up a little bit. I didn't realize you could put that much emotion into an instrument.
新唐人记者朱峰，华盛顿 DC 采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在华盛顿 DC 肯尼迪中心的演出吸引了很多媒体人士来观看。有线10频道的脱口秀节目主持人约翰·蒙梭对神韵的制作赞不绝口，他已经等不及要看明年的全新节目了。
电视脱口秀节目主持人约翰·蒙梭看完神韵演出后，兴奋之情溢于言表。当得知明年一月神韵还会带来全新的节目，他说已经等不及了。
We can't wait for January. So let's see, this is August, September, October, November. We have to wait 4 more months. We can't wait for 4 months. We wish it was tomorrow.
约翰·蒙梭同时也是节目制作人。他说，神韵演出是一生中看过的最好的演出。
Today's production was absolutely magnificent. It was, my wife and I agreed, it was probably the most beautiful show that we ever saw in our entire lives. And we've been to a lot of shows and a lot of theaters around the country, around the world.
蒙梭还认为，神韵展现的中华五千年文化对现代人仍然具有意义和价值。
Integrity, truthfulness, honesty, compassion, love, and all the wonderful characteristics that you people talk about and promote as your central theme of this program are wonderful things that people around the world should know about and can benefit from.
蒙梭透露。他会在下一期脱口秀节目中向观众推荐神韵的演出。新唐人记者朱峰，华盛顿 DC 报道。
8月30号，神韵晚会在美国首都华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心的演出圆满落幕，一连七场世界顶级演出让观众惊叹不已。在美国生活的亚裔看到了中华五千年文化又呈现在世界顶级舞台，感到非常的自豪。
兰米勒是生活在美国的韩国人。
To be able to see Asian culture through the beautiful art these young ladies and gentlemen had performed here in DC, that means a lot to me. And all these people from all walks of life appreciating what I appreciate.
Are you from?
I'm a South Korean born. Yes. And I really respect all the stories they have to.Show without using the words as she mentioned earlier. You know, it's beautiful, beautiful artwork.
出生在美国的蒂芙尼·龙和男友赫伯特·刘将神韵晚会作为庆祝两人相识6个月的礼物。
It was very outstanding. It just blew all expectations. It was gorgeous. It was dramatic, and also had a very deep, meaningful message that the audience could take away with. Very good.
Yeah, I'm very amazed of the performance and the message and the combination of dance and vocal and orchestras. They perform really well.
。It makes us very, very proud because growing up Asian American, you don't really connect with that culture as much as you want because it's like a missing from you. So to see the technique and the skill and the acrobatics and the costume.In the 5,000 years of history, it just makes me feel so proud and enlightened. So I definitely want to go back and learn more about Chinese culture after seeing this performance.
两人表示今晚的约会意义非凡。
First time to Kennedy Center and first time to see this kind of like professional show, so it means something to us.
Really sets the bar high. So. Yeah. We definitely want to come back next year. So they're going to have a different show. So.We should make it a tradition.
Yeah.
Come back every year.
Yeah, next time we'll come back.
新唐人记者黎明、雪莉，华盛顿 DC 报道。来自多美尼加的罗莎·美伦德斯现在住在佛罗里达。这个周末，她专门飞到华盛顿来观看神韵演出。
I came from Florida last night, and my flight was delayed for like 2 hours or something like that, and then I have to work, you know, doing after hours work. So I was up at like 2 in the morning. So I have barely sleep, but I really enjoyed the show so much that I totally forgot about yesterday until you asked me now, because I really enjoy it. It's something that it makes me feel good. You know, it's like, it's still hope. I mean, if we tolerate and if we accept things, we can live in harmony. We all can live, and that's what the showrepresents, you know, all the harmony and the hope, and the acceptance and the tolerance among us, being different. You know, it's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Really worth it, really worth it. And I will, if I have to do it again, I will do it again.
马廷·瓦瑟是从海地移民到美国的。
I think it was divine. I call it a celestial experience on earth. The choreographer was able to depict.A celestial imagery right here on earth. I felt really comfortable. It was beautiful, uplifting, and I'm filled with hope once again.
金融分析师万纳迪亚·巴雷深深陶醉于今晚的演出。
Oh, the show is fabulous, outstanding. The choreography, the music was beautiful. I just could not believe how breathtakingly enjoyable this show was for me. I was really moved. and everything about the show was incredible. I really enjoyed it and look forward to seeing the 2010 edition.
新唐人记者黎明雪莉华盛顿 DC 报道。
神韵艺术团在美国首都华府的演出第六场晚会落下了帷幕。许多观众说，神韵晚会所传递的普世价值，净化心灵，消除文化的间隔，没有语言的障碍，因为那里蕴含着人人都可以看得懂的美好价值和真相。
Your dancers and your singers did a beautiful job of communicating it, and I understood it probably from just being, you know, a person. You know, you see these truths.
I see the kindness in the story, beautiful kindness of a human nature that this show that I just seen. And you live and learn to be a better human being.
Through compassion, great things happen.Through truth, great things happen.
同为律师的叶先生和王太太常常带孩子们到肯尼迪艺术中心观赏各种文化演出。他们觉得神韵晚会特殊的魅力在于，它蕴含了丰富的传统价值理念，为东西方文化架设桥梁。
在现在的这种社会，在美国也是那个 economic recession， 中国也是在大家都在追求金钱的这种社会。这么一个社会里面，我觉得这个是相当好的，就是思想让人家能够更加的进，就是进化的思想嘛，就是我觉得这个是非常好的。
赫伯特·路易是国际货币基金组织信息工程部的经理，他选择了神韵晚会作为和女朋友庆祝相识的纪念日礼物。女朋友最喜欢男高音洪明的独唱。
It was the tenor song when he sang about the joys of status and wealth only last you one lifetime, but.Enlightenment right. and truth right. is what lasts you from long, life to life yeah. for a thousand years. Yeah. So that was my favorite.
The hope that was represented in the messages, the ongoing centuries of tradition and spirit caring from one life to another, all very inspirational.
这是新唐人记者欣然雪莉华盛顿 DC 采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团8月30号在华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心进行了最后一场演出。感人的舞蹈、动听的音乐、飘逸的服装带给观众与众不同的感受。
考蒂·法克斯是一位服装设计师，职业的敏感使他对晚会中绚丽的服装情有独钟。
Well, today's performance was just so moving for me. I mean, it brings tears to my eyes right now just imagining that scene where the husband's being persecuted.And the child's left crying, and the wife doesn't know what to do. I mean, I was, you know, it put a lump in my throat, and my heart was feeling for them completely. So that was just awesome for me to be a part of that, and the whole emotional movement of learning about the history of Asian life and the different aspects and the different type of costumes. I mean, the costumes, they just...They're awesome. They also touch my heart and make me cry because I appreciate flowing fabric and the way they choreographed it so that everything moves in synchronicity and beautiful motion like flowers blossoming and blooming and opening up. It's just, it was beautiful. You know, I related to a lot of the words that were put up there because in my own life I'm going through some...situations right now and it was almost like little messages from the angels telling me that everything's going to be okay. So that was also spectacular, yes, yes.
得知明年神韵还会在华盛顿上演，考蒂非常高兴。
I saw on the brochure it's coming back in January between the 20th and 24th of 2010. So...I'll be back. Thank you. And I'm going to bring my husband. Unfortunately, this time he was in Canada. He really, really wanted to come and see the show, but it didn't happen this time. But I'll get him next time.
新唐人记者黎明欣然，华盛顿 DC 采访报道。
美国乔治梅森大学的夏哈马康教授把神韵晚会的票作为给家人的礼物。一家七口人观赏了8月30号神韵纽约艺术团在华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心的压轴演出。演出之后，他们激动地说：“这是送给家人最好的礼物。”
乔治梅森大学的夏哈马康教授有一个大家庭， 他很高兴自己邀请全家人来肯尼迪中心看神韵的决定。
This was one of the best show I have seen. One of the best performance.
康教授特别把神韵票作为生日礼物送给孙女纳迪亚，让她很兴奋。
It's wonderful. It's probably like the best birthday gift ever. It's really awesome.
看完神韵，纳迪亚有特别的收获。
I received that like peace is very nice and looking at everybody equally makes you a better person.
教授的儿子马斯达克是外科整形医生。他和妻子都被神韵的内涵深深打动。
I think it was a message of hope, and even in times of despair, there's a lot of hope and salvation. And I think it really touched, you know, deep, at least in me.
And we really like the sort of miniature morality plays that they conveyed a very strong message for peace and friendship and the freedom to believe in something that. Obviously, these people hold dear.
全家人都表示，明年一定还会再来看神韵。新唐人记者朱峰，华盛顿 DC 报道。
神韵在八月份再次莅临华盛顿富有盛名的肯尼迪艺术中心，吸引了很多媒体界的人士。电视音响师马克·汉斯金斯认为，神韵的制作是世界之最，绝对的完美。下面就来听一听这位专业人士的感受。
当听到节目主持人介绍，神韵节目每年都创作全新的，电视节目音响师马克·汉斯金斯不禁啧啧称奇。
I can't believe they turn out something this good on a yearly basis. It's just, I'm astounded how they keep it fresh every year.
汉斯金斯对神韵的整体制作评价很高。
Oh, the production, absolute tops. Yes, I wasn't sure what to expect coming in.But it really hit everything perfectly. The dancing, the drumming, the singing, the orchestra, the music performance, it was all just amazingly good.
他也赞赏神韵艺术团为复兴被破坏了的传统文化所做的努力，也希望神韵早日去中国。
There is quite a message of a culture being repressed. And yeah, I'm glad it can find expression here, and it would be nice if it could find expression back in its native land.
9月4日，神韵艺术团将奔赴北卡州的 Greensboro， 19日和20日将在缅因州波特兰演出。2010年1月下旬，神韵将再次莅临华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心。新唐人记者朱峰，华盛顿 DC 报道。
神韵今年第二次莅临华盛顿 DC， 很多艺术家是慕名来观赏。下面来听一听歌唱演员琼森的感受。
歌唱演员朵恩·琼森看完神韵后，惊喜地发现这场演出的美远远超出他的预期。男高音歌唱家洪明的歌声给了他强烈的震撼。
The tenor singer just blew me away. He pierced my whole body and it sent chills down my spine. So it was really mesmerizing and it was just amazing. A beautiful, beautiful sound.
琼森说，洪明是歌唱的天才，他的名字恰如其分。洪明演唱的《清醒》和《我们知道》两首歌词也引起了琼森的共鸣。
That there's a limited amount of time that we can believe the truth and learn the truth, and then the truth would set us free.
女高音歌唱家黄碧如一首《不要再徘徊》也让琼森着迷。
You really felt the words that were coming out of her voice. I mean, she really believed what she was singing.Which was again, it just brought tears to your eyes.
琼森也惊叹于现场乐队演奏和舞蹈的完美融合，使神韵独一无二。
The music again moved you. It wasn't just the dancing, because if you had the dancing and no music behind it, it wouldn't motivate you or move you. But the two together really made it more special.
新唐人记者朱峰，华盛顿 DC 报道。
赖特博士在马里兰州南部一所学院的音乐系教授音乐欣赏，并录制过二胡、琵琶、笛子等乐器音乐。
So it was just wonderful to hear the balance of the Western instruments with the traditional Eastern particularly the Chinese traditional instruments. A wonderful performance, really thought it was moving, nice pace to the performance. I really like the use of computer graphics in terms of for set changes that makes things very quick. A very nice pace.
I could tell that they rehearsed really hard, all the violins. It didn't sound like 10 violins or however many they had. It sounded like together, one unified violin, kind of like the chopsticks part, you know, where you know, one chopstick can break really easily, and but if you had 10 or 20 of them, then you know they're not as easy to break. So it was kind of like that. It was a strong orchestra.
It's so graceful. They barely touched the earth. I love the costume and how they're linked with the music. Music, costume. It was like one body of people, and that's what I really like.
I was quite impressed over both the vocalist, the tenor. I believe he's far surpassed his Parati and also Domingo. I studied voice myself under Rosa Ponzel when I was younger. A mezzo tenor, and he kept rising up. For high tenor.
在谈到晚会展现的文化和价值观时，有一半中国血统的约什哈克说
It made me feel more connected to myself and my ancestors.
And the music and the dancing and the expression, I think it will do more than any speech any politician would ever give. Bring to our souls peace and tranquility.
这是新唐人记者雪莉欣然华盛顿 DC 采访报道。继今年二月六天七场的精彩演出之后，神韵纽约艺术团本周又为华府观众呈现了过去三年精华版的节目。在短短半年时间之内，两度光临肯尼迪艺术中心，足见华府观众对神韵艺术的喜爱。
神韵的艺术家们引领着华府的观众跨越时空，游历辉煌的五千年古老中华文化。许多观众穷尽词汇，无法表达自己的感动。很多人在这场演出中看到了中国人神性的那一面，迷上了这个伟大的文化。戴维修斯和斯黛拉迪麦欧去过中国，看过各种歌舞表演，但是他们觉得那些根本无法和神韵演出相比。
Well, the spiritual aspect of the program is what stood out for me.
华府的观众由于地缘关系见识过各个国家的各种文化，而这个星期他们完全被神韵艺术而倾倒。许多人说他们认识了一个古老而又全新的中国人，善良包容而又充满神性的形象，因此而爱上了敬天之命的深邃中国文化。他们期盼神韵明年一月再临华府。
Definitely there's, I didn't realize there was such a commonality in the belief in heaven.And that's something I didn't expect.
It really stand out, the divine part. It went straight home. A lot of times when I think of China, I think no God, atheism, because that's a lot of times that's what I read about, that's what I see on TV. But tonight, for me, that was definitely worth seeing. That stood out.
I really had a change of heart.To how I view the culture of China at that point. I didn't know that it was like that. So, and I really, really enjoyed the first scene where they were coming down from heaven. To me, that's what I view it as. So, you know, it was touching to me to see that.
To kind of get a clear understanding of how the history was and where they came from and the meanings and the steps that they took. So, my heart, I want to be Chinese.
We come back and we'll bring a lot of friends with us. We're going
to bring a lot of people with us because this is too good to pass up.
The next show, I can guarantee you I'm going to be bringing 10 people.
这是新唐人记者欣然在华盛顿 DC 采访报道。